WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council had its final workshop about the proposed 2018 budget yesterday. The council voted 6-1 to have public hearings on a 2.5-cent tax rate increase. The proposed tax rate of 49.75 cents per $100 valuation is to support the construction of a new police station. Under the new rate, the owner of a $175,000 home would pay about $73 per month. The council will have the public hearings on the proposed rate increase at 7 p.m. August 30th and September 11th at City Hall. The tax rate and the budget are scheduled for adoption September 25th. Shanna Elliott filed a run for place 7 on the College Station School Board yesterday. Places 6 and 7 are both up for election in November. Place 6 is held by Michael Schaefer, who has already filed for re-election. Geralyn Nolan will go up against Elliott, who has also filed for 7, which is currently held by Valerie Yokin, who is also serving as the board president. Yokin is not seeking re-election. The Bryan New Directions petition campaign to add proposed amendments to the Bryan City Charter falls short. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the petition needed 5% of the registered voters in the city, and although they collected more than enough signatures, not all of them were verified.
35 people signed the petition multiple times. There were 10 signers with invalid voter registration numbers or someone else's. Signers signed it who don't live in Bryan. Signers signed it who are registered to vote out in the county or in College Station. There were some entries where they were just incomplete, that all of the required elements required by law in the charter were not included.
Strada says more than 200 signers were not registered voters. Since the deadline for adding ballot items is Monday, it will be next year if any group wants to add proposals to amend the city charter. A son is arrested for attacking and threatening to kill his mother over the weekend. Bryan police responded to a disturbance call at home on South Logan near West 29th. The victim, who they found hiding under the house, says her son had gotten upset with her and threatened her with a kitchen knife before locking her in a closet. 24-year-old Armando Bustamante was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and interference with an emergency telephone call. The Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Watch Your Back program and the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission are teaming together to spread a safety message about underage drinking. Watch Your Back program director Laura Mooney says whether your teen is still in high school or entering college, this is a talk you need to have.
And unfortunately, our statistics here in Texas bear out the fact that many teens will make terrible decisions when it comes to drinking alcohol and or then driving. And ultimately, that decision can lead to horrible consequences, including death or injuries. Plus, it can be very expensive, and generally it's going to be those parents who have to pay those fees, fines, and penalties for their underage drinker if they're caught doing something like drinking and driving or just being in possession of alcohol.
Mooney says parents and students are invited to a press conference this morning to learn more about the prevention of youth drinking and impaired driving. The event starts at 10 a.m. at the American Pavilion in Veterans Park. And Brazos County Commissioners ordered a burn ban for 90 days in Brazos County. All outdoor burning is now prohibited. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 79 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
America's veterans are more than a source of pride. They're a source of strength. When our veterans thrive, our communities thrive. With your support, our veterans can get career and education opportunities, as well as benefits they've earned.
Howdy. I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Join me in thanking our nation's veterans and finding out how you can support veterans in our community.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good morning at 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself, Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine developing for the region today. We're hot, we're humid, temperatures 95 to 100, but it is still mid-August. We won't break out of this for yet another month or so. Lots of cloudiness overhead tonight, 75 to 80. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, highs will be 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. During Friday, it's partly sunny, temperatures anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M baseball has added former University of Nebraska standout Jeff Christie to their coaching staff. Meanwhile, the Astros and the Rangers earned W's on the diamond last night against the Diamondbacks and the Tigers, respectively. And Baylor settles its institutional indifference lawsuit with victim Jasmine Hernandez. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's fun. Von case.
That's right.
They got a long way to go.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, it's what's the temp out there?
79.
Yeah.
It was 80 when I got in. Again. So we've cooled off by a degree.
Yeah. Yeah. That's been happening lately. Not nice. So, nothing like being a meth and cinema fan. It's the story.
Good combo.
Sure. Out of Kansas City, officers from the KC Police Department apprehended a man on Saturday when he allegedly was hurling rocks down on cars from atop an abandoned building, only to learn that his dangerous antics were inspired in part by meth, as well as a popular horror movie franchise.
After being
taken into custody, Jeremy Perkins admitted at police headquarters, that he had done meth the night before. Yeah, he had. Allegedly
So he's throwing rocks at cars off on overpasses?
That's right. Off a building.
Okay. Because this happened to my family one time when I was a kid coming home from Christmas.
What?
We were on the toll road, on the Hardy Toll Road, heading home from Grandma's house, Christmas Eve. And apparently there were some hooligans who were tossing rocks over the edge of overpasses to hit cars, busted out one of our windows. My brother was going to be sleeping in the back seat, and if he had, he probably would have been seriously injured, but he somehow, you know, even though being ridiculously tired, elected to not sleep in the back.
Did they catch these people?
No. I mean, how could they?
We
get to the next toll booth plaza and told the cops or whatever, but, you know, I mean, by that time.
That's scary.
Where are the guys, you know?
Yep. Okay, so, there you go.
And there's my story for the day.
No kidding. Well, he told police that he had, he'd done the meth, but also that when someone told him The Purge was taking place.
Wow.
The movie?
You know, yeah.
The movie, mm-hmm. Yeah, the movie trilogy, which is based in
it's
case
so
you don't.
It's so scary sounding.
Yeah. Well, it's based on the idea that that America's solution to both unemployment and crime would basically be a night where everything is legal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All crime.
Yeah. So basically,
we'll just weed them out.
Chaos. Yeah. We'll kind of thin the herd, mm-hmm. if you will.
And get it out of your system.
Right.
Yeah.
Accordingly, Perkins said that he thought everybody on the street was his enemy. Mm. I guess that's where the meth comes
that's
in.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think it all is where the meth comes
in.
Yeah.
You really just lose every time with meth.
Well, I think so. Yeah. He climbed a tree to get up on top of the building so they could start throwing rocks, and then he even threw some at the patrol car when they got there. Police first arrived around noon. He allegedly threw a brick at one of the officers. That then, of course, led to the tactical response unit showing up.
Yeah.
Faces two counts of second-degree attempted assault and two counts of armed criminal action. 27 years old, off to a pretty good start. No telling what he looked like before then, what his rap sheet was. And he's not smiling, so I don't know if his teeth are gone, what happens to meth people. But yeah.
That's meth for you, though.
Yeah, I suppose that's probably right. Okay.
Together, we got a lot of info.
Mason.
Because I'm going to say 27-year-old meth guy on top of a building is probably what The Purge is all about.
I would think so. It sounds like a pretty good movie summary.
Yeah. He would not be the one who's supposed to survive.
Correct.
Filmmakers out there with a camera probably would have already had a scene done for the next one.
Where's the phone when you need it?
Hey.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at Park at Traditions.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota. A New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, here we go. It's Wednesday. It's August the 16th. It's day 228. We got 137 of them to go. Hope you got a chance to celebrate Relaxation Day yesterday, just so you can now feel badly because it's Ecological Debt Day.
Oh, okay.
This is the day intended to remind you of the impact of your modern lifestyle on planet Earth.
That's right, because the polar ice caps are melting.
This marks the point in each Gregorian calendar year where human consumption of natural resources exceeds the Earth's ability to replace it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying the Earth was here before we got here.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be here when we're gone.
I think so, but it's about the children,
Of
Scott.
Course it is.
Yeah, and it's also about paying those carbon credits to Al Gore. How else is he going to fund his private jet?
You know, for people who are old enough, there was this thing called Mount St. Helens where the top of this mountain blowed up, okay?
Right.
And
I mean, Mother Nature's got some horsepower too, okay, people?
It does some things. It does some things. And lo and behold, trees have grown back.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Now, calculating all of the resources available on Earth, and again, these are resources that today we are smart enough to know how to use.
Right.
You know, 30 years from now, they'll look back at us and go, well, why didn't you know about such and such? Well, because we didn't know about it.
We didn't know about it yet.
So we take it that we understand some sources of energy and the resources that we have, but there might be others out there we haven't learned how to use yet. So they admit it is an inexact science. So the precise placement of today should be taken with a little pinch of salt. The day is also known as Earth Overshoot Day. If you'll recall, I think we really talked about this about 10 days ago. That was when we supposedly had overshot being able to use our resources, and it was the earliest it's ever happened. Oh, God, we're all going to die. So there on that pleasant note. It's also Bratwurst Day, so do one of those.
Yum.
Okay. Wave at a surveillance day. That's easy to do now.
Okay, yeah, they're everywhere. Just wave.
At
exactly.
This point,
it's roller coaster day. I guess.
Ooh,
it's the
I love roller coasters.
Are you a roller coaster person?
I am a roller coaster person.
No hands?
No hands.
All right.
I haven't been on one in a long time.
Sometimes
but
hands.
I hear as you get older, it's harder to take a roller coaster. Like your equilibrium is more sensitive.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well,
another getting old.
But I love them.
They're okay. You know, the ones that bug me are the straight drop ones.
Ooh,
straight
yeah.
drop rides where they just, because you're supposed to die at the end of that. You know?
Right. I mean, sometimes the elevator feels like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
Not ours.
No,
some
it's a
will
slow
do that.
Death
there
here.
You are. Yeah. And it's also Rum Day.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And Evis Commemoration Day. We'll have way too much about Evis.
Lots
later on
of
today.
Evis.
Yeah. All right. Birthdays.
Birthdays. Ivana Lynch is 26. She was the adorable Luna Lovegood in the Harry Potter
Harry
films.
Oh, Harry Potter. Yeah. Which Luna. Looney Luna.
Yeah. She was kind of spacey.
She was very spacey.
But it was cute, you know.
She was sweet.
Yeah. Finally finished all of them, by the way. And I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but I was a little surprised.
Well, because it's only been out for 15 years, Brad.
I know.
No spoilers.
Yeah, no, because I haven't started yet.
Okay. I'll wait for you. Rumor Willis is 29, of course. Dancing with the Stars winner is what they list her as here. But, of course, she's the daughter of Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
Done other things.
Let's see. Dan Smyers is 30. He's from Dan and Shay, the country duo. Kristen Milioti is 32. She was the mother on How I Met Your Mother. Spoiler alert, if you missed that one.
Yeah.
Emily Robison is 45 of the Dixie Chicks.
The group, the once popular group.
Man, I was going to say, I knew every single lyric to a couple of those albums.
Jace Robertson from Duck Dynasty is 48.
Jace.
That's right. Steve Carell. Very funny.
Very funny.
Good work.
55 today.
Okay.
Timothy Hutton, 57. He's an actor.
Uh-huh.
Done some stuff. Madonna is 59.
Madonna.
Hey.
Yeah. she's kind of crazy, though.
I really haven't seen anything about her in a while.
Next year, she'll be like 6'0".
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Wow. Yeah. Crazy. Angela Bassett is 59. Been in a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
James Cameron, of course, writer and director of Avatar and Titanic and Terminator.
That thingy. Guy. Yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah. He's 63. Uh-huh. Kathy Lee Gifford is 64.
Did y'all see she shaved her head?
What?
Oh, is in support of somebody?
Oh, wait, not
what?
Kathy Lee. I'm thinking of Kathy Griffin, which her birthday was not too long ago, either.
Yeah,
but yes, in support of her sister. And, but anyway, Kathy Lee Gifford, I still believe her. Who are we talking about?
Yeah,
she still has her hair.
Yeah, okay,
and she's 64 today.
My mistake.
That's right.
Reginald Vell Johnson is 65. He was Carl Winslow on Family Matters.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah.
And he was Dad.
He was the cop in Die Hard.
That's right. Oh, yeah. He was the cop in Die Hard.
Yeah.
Leslie Ann Warren is 71, was on Desperate Housewives.
Yep.
Billy Joe Shaver, another country guy, is 78. And Julie Newmar is 84, the original Catwoman.
Played Catwoman.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so there you are. All right, that's it, 622.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The real world is you get up, you shovel your coffee down your throat, you hustle off to work half exhausted, you end up putting it in your 16 hours a day with all the pressure that goes along with working. And when you work, you're producing goods and services for others. And when you do it, you hustle on home, you shove a little more food in your mouth, and maybe you're lucky if it's spaghetti night or pizza night, you don't have to cook at all. That's why it's so irritating. These people think they're kings and queens and that they deserve, the complexity, the legislating. I'm like, shut up. Just shut up. You know what? You're so out of touch. Go live the life of a person on food stamps, Senator. Go live the life of somebody living in poverty, Senator. Go live the life of somebody that can't find a job, Senator. Maybe you'll get your ass in gear. You know what? It's pathetic. You people are pathetic.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader, and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Wow, the computer froze. Okay, Let's try this.
The Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station is proud to be this year's title sponsor for the 2017 Chamber of Commerce Lobster Fest and Golf Classic, the Chamber's largest and most popular fundraiser of the year. Howdy, I'm Mike Holmgreen with TB&T. Come be a part of this two-day fundraising event. Enjoy fresh Maine lobster and steak on Sunday, September 17th at the Brazos Center, and then tee off on Monday, September 18th at Pebble Creek Country Club. Support the BCS Chamber of Commerce. To reserve a table or register a golf team, go to bcschamber.org.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
There we go, 626, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Coming up later, the list of colleges and universities where students study the least. And it's not party schools. It's just, you know, there's so much other things I'm sure that they have to do. We'll do that. And we have food news.
I love food news.
From Taco Bell, because it's been like 3 days.
Yeah.
They work hard. I mean, they really do work hard to try to come up with new things for people to be able to eat from their place.
Yeah. Got to keep people coming back.
Yeah, because after all, those tacos with imitation beans is not enough. All right, here we go. A man dressed in a Chewbacca outfit has been charged with bashing a ski resort worker over the weekend.
Yikes.
Police say the 51-year-old man dressed like the Star Wars character.
Well, there you go.
Yep, hit a staff member multiple times with a snowboard.
Ooh,
at the Alpine Way Resort. 55-year-old victim was left with facial and dental injuries.
Oof. Now, wow. I mean, I know you guys aren't fans, but just I'll just let you know, that's something that Chewie would probably do.
Well, I guess, so, yeah, but nonetheless.
He's accurate.
In the world of the real world without special effects, that's really not the way you need to be behaving.
Oh, no, I'm not saying he did the right thing.
Arrested and charged with using an offensive weapon to commit an
what?
Indictable offense.
Offensive weapon. No, it's called aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah. The staff member was taken to the doctor along with Chewbacca. Chewbacca took, by the way, to social media
for
to
brain scans.
Well, they wanted to, Chewbacca person wanted to explain the circumstances. He says he was informed by the staff member that he had been banned from riding in the costume. And so as a result, that made him angry. So that's when he gets the
Well, that's a
snowboard.
Perfect explanation. Oh, if you just would have started the story with that, Scott.
Okay, now why are you going there with a snowboard dressed like Chewbacca anyway?
Right. Well, it's probably warm.
Yeah, does make it difficult for you to be on the and I, you know, if you want to get your Chewbacca on, I guess that's
Did this just
fine.
Happen? Where is there enough snow to snowboard in August?
Actually, it was posted 6 days ago. It was in England, it says here. So I don't know. I didn't even
famous
know.
Famous for its snowboarding?
I'm not sure.
Right?
Well, they have pictures of him in the snow and pictures of him out of the snow and, you know, bright sunshine and all that. So I'm not exactly sure about all that.
And they do have those fake snow places.
It could be a fake snow place.
True.
That's true, too. But nonetheless, don't dress as Chewbacca and
beat
don't
people.
Don't hit people.
Yeah, didn't we learn that very early in life?
Yeah.
Just don't hit people.
Hi,
right?
This is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Smith with Genesis, Interim Healthcare, and we're going to talk skin cancer prevention and catastrophic insurance through National Family Life Plans. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Have you ever had a job that just wasn't right for you, or maybe you grew stale in it and you were just looking for a change, so you quit, but then maybe you started regretting it? Well, you're not alone. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. After you quit a job, it's totally natural to have a moment where you go, oh my God, what did I just do? Usually that feeling goes away, but according to a new study, almost one out of four people say they have regrets about quitting a job. Now, I know at one point in my life, after working here for 8 years, I decided to move to Houston to try out a new job there, and while I relished the experiences I had, it really didn't compare to the experience I have here at Bryan Broadcasting, so I definitely fit in that statistic of one of four people. Now, the top five reasons that people regret leaving their job are that they had good friends or coworkers there, they left for the wrong reasons, they had a great boss, shout out to Mr. Downs, they didn't try to find other opportunities at the company, and they should have asked for a promotion. For me personally, I think I fall under the wrong reasons category, considering I left to go do something that I thought I'd enjoy more. Turns out I was wrong. The survey also found that 63% of people would consider going back to a company they quit. Hey, that's me! And the majority of them say the main factor would be better pay. Now, I choose to do a job that I enjoy, which oftentimes means you have to give up pay to do that, but that's okay. It's kind of the story of radio, and I enjoy my job enough that I'm okay with that. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Hey, here you go. It's weather time, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Look for a high today. Oh, 98 degrees. How's that? Mm-hmm. And heat index around 109. Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to dry clothes outside today, this is it, because winds out of the south at 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. So it'll be hot and windy. And again, heat index of 109. Then tonight, we'll be down to 78, back up to 99. Same kind of thing going on. No mention of rain in the forecast. Oh, I don't know, until we get to Saturday and like it's 20%. Yeah, like that's going to happen. Anyway, it's going to be a little bit stifling out there right now. 94% relative humidity. Winds out of the south at 6. We were at 80 earlier this morning. Now we're down to 79 degrees.
Rasa K with your money now. We'll get housing starts for July this morning, as well as the Federal Open Market Committee's minutes from its late July meeting. President Trump is leaving it to local authorities to set building standards in flood-prone areas. He's revoked an Obama-era executive order that required strict standards for government-funded projects to reduce exposure to increased flooding from sea level rise. It's all part of his administration's plan to streamline the current process for infrastructure projects. Amazon is rolling out instant pickup points where shoppers can go get their items right after ordering them. It's launched five already around college campuses in the U.S., but plans more locations by year's end. It's not for anything Amazon sells, but just several hundred best-selling items for purchase through its mobile app. A massive influx of visitors to states in the path of totality for Monday's eclipse will increase fuel demand and likely drive gas prices up. AAA says the increased demand will combine with an already busy travel season. The markets closed little change. The Dow was up 5. Futures up as well. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The petition to add proposed amendments to the Bryan City Charter, circulated by Bryan New Directions, did not collect enough properly verified signatures to get their proposed amendments on the ballot in November. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada explained some of the reasons for disqualifying the signatures.
There were 232 signers where voter registration numbers, now called voter ID numbers, were not included, and we confirmed that 216 of those people are not registered voters.
Strada says 35 people signed the petition multiple times, 10 signers had invalid voter registration numbers, and multiple people signed who do not live in or are registered to vote in Bryan. Since the deadline for adding ballot items is Monday, it will be next year if any group wants to add proposals to amend the city charter.
We are restricted by law to 2 election days per year, and that's the May election date and the November election date. Those are the only 2 days that cities can hold elections.
Strada says the petition needed 5% of the registered voters in the city. The College Station City Council voted 6-1 yesterday to have public hearings on a 2.5-cent tax rate increase for the fiscal year 2018 under the new rate of 49.75 cents per $100 valuation. The owner of a $175,000 home would pay about $73 per month. The increase, which is on the debt service side, would support the construction of a new police station. Public hearings are scheduled for August 30th and September 11th at 7 p.m. at City Hall. Budget and tax rate adoption is set for September 25th. Yesterday's 3-hour session also covered special revenue funds, enterprise funds, internal service funds, and outside agency funding. There will be at least one contested race for the College Station ISD school board elections in November. Shanna Elliott filed for place 7 yesterday. Board President Valerie Yokin is currently in place 7, but not seeking re-election. Geraldine Nolan has also filed for that position. Place 6 is also up for re-election, or for election. Michael Schaefer currently holds that place and has filed for re-election. You're invited to a press conference this morning hosted by the Watch Your Back program and the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission to discuss the prevention of underage drinking and impaired driving.
We just want to remind parents, especially, that, you know, talking to your high school student or college freshman about the dangers of drinking and or drinking and driving is still important.
Program director Laura Mooney says although drinking and driving is always an important topic, one thing they really want to stress is the minor in consumption citation.
Just in 2016, College Station PD and University PD made 695 citations or arrests just for that particular charge. So we welcome them to join us, just learn more about what they can do to take good steps to make sure they're not in trouble.
The event starts at 10 a.m. at Veterans Park in the American Pavilion. Bryan police responding to a disturbance call on South Logan near West 29th Street on Saturday found a woman screaming for help from underneath her home. According to the arrest report, the woman says she was hiding from her son, who had threatened to kill her with a kitchen knife before locking her in the bedroom closet. The victim says her son, 24-year-old Armando Bustamante, lived with her and had been drinking and doing drugs. He became upset with her when she refused to give him money. When she also refused to give him her phone, he took it from her so she could not call police. Bustamante then grabbed his mother by the arms, causing bruises and scratches, threatened her with a kitchen knife, and grabbed her by the neck and bit her. The victim was able to escape using a hole in the floor of her closet after her son locked her inside. Police officers found him in the attic and arrested him for interfering with an emergency telephone call and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Governor Abbott's priority property tax relief legislation fell victim to a quick end of the state legislature's special session.
Almost half of Governor Abbott's call made it through before the special session ended, but priority property tax reform was not one of them. State House passed a version with a 6% automatic rollback rate, but they gaveled out before they could hash out differences with the Senate. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
The reason we did not vote on Senate Bill 1 as it came back in a take it or leave it because we're quitting and walking off our job mentality is because it did nothing.
Patrick also blamed the House for killing the transgender bathroom bill, school choice vouchers, and $1,000 pay raises for teachers. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Brazos County has implemented a burn ban for the next 90 days. All outdoor burning is prohibited until November 12th, unless the ban is terminated early by the commissioner's court or the county judge. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 79 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, our physicians have always been known for providing highly personalized care. But we also have a hometown advantage in providing the best possible treatment, Aggie Pride. More than 40 of our physicians are graduates of Texas A&M University, and they're proud to practice right here in the heart of Aggieland. Say howdy to a higher standard of healthcare. Schedule your appointment today at chisaintjoseph.org.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Ants that bring pies to my kitchen are always welcome. Ants that crawl on kitchen counters, not so much. I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Our ant-controlled treatment plans are simple and environmentally friendly. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. Keep the bad ants at bay so the good ants will keep those pies coming. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning. It's 640. Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Once again, a lot of the action in the state will be well off to our north and west. We're under the influences of high pressure, a partly sunny day, with temperatures between 95 and 100 this afternoon. Clouds, they'll form overnight. Those will drop down to about 75 to 80. Some morning cloudy this tomorrow, then turning partly sunny. Highs will be 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Mixture of clouds and sunshine for Friday. Highs 95 to 100. I'm staff meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Christian Kirk has been named to the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award watch list. Meanwhile, the Astros bested the Diamondbacks before returning to Minute Maid tonight. Meanwhile, the Rangers. Meanwhile, back-to-back homers from Joey Gallo and Mike Napoli lifted the Rangers past the Tigers. And Ezekiel Elliott gets his six-game suspension appeal. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, I don't, do we have tweets this morning? I didn't ask you. Or you
we do have tweets.
You know, the deal is he was the president was going to hold a news conference to talk about infrastructure.
Yeah, he got a little off topic.
Yeah, well, you know, and the media certainly started hammering him on that. And so as a result, do we have post-news conference tweets?
Or I guess not really. No, he's still just kind of talking about, you know, the election in Alabama and then manufacturing stuff, jobs. But no, he really did not tweet much more about that.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so as far as the Alabama thing is concerned, so former Chief Justice Roy Moore and incumbent Senator Luther Strange are the top two finishers. They kind of do a glom thing where everybody runs. They do this in Louisiana, too. Everybody's on one ballot.
Okay.
And rather than primaries by party, and then the top two people will go at one another. So I think the latest thing I'd seen, Moore ended up with 39% of the vote. Strange had 31% of the vote. So the president had done robocalls for Senator Strange. So we'll see. All right. So back to, just the whole Charlottesville thing. And, you know, he tries to walk it back, but then he keeps talking. And when he does that, then he kind of goes back to where he was before, and that gets the press all worked up.
Our administration is working every day to deliver the world-class infrastructure that our people deserve and, frankly, that our country deserves.
Yeah.
That's why I just signed a new executive order to dramatically reform the nation's badly broken infrastructure permitting process.
There you go. That's why we started this thing. But he spent most of his time trying to defend himself. One of the cuts that he said, which is interesting, having to do with the statues coming down.
This week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down.
Nope, I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, you're not hearing anything?
No.
Only coming out of my
left
ear.
Ah, there. All right, let me go back here. All right, here we go.
This week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week, and is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop?
Now, with that in mind, that is an interesting question, because there are only so many Confederate statues.
Right.
Where do we go after that if these people want to pull things down?
Right. And is it you just decide you don't like something that they did back in the day?
Yeah.
Where does it end? Kind of a question.
But then, of course, he got flack for comparing George Washington to these Confederate leaders.
That's
what everyone. Because I actually didn't hear that quote until just now, but I did see all over social media. He just compared George Washington to Robert E. Lee. Da 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 da. That's not really what he was doing. He was just trying to say, when do we decide which statues come down and which ones stay up?
But guess
what? And who makes that decision?
George Washington had slaves.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. He also chopped down a cherry tree.
Right.
Where are the tree huggers trying to take down George Washington's statue?
Caller.
Yeah, and what about Robert Byrd, who is a Democratic senator who is a KKK member? What about everything named after him in that state he represents?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There's very just true. So many examples and situations of that.
And go ahead.
I was going to say, when you point out that whole thing about, say Robert Byrd being a Democrat, then you get into this long conversation about how, the party switched their, what they cared about at a certain time. There's never any fault. Democrats are the smartest people in the world, and you can't even talk to them about it. So,
because after all, it was the Republicans who pressed for civil rights. Right. They were the ones who pressed for civil rights. But anyway, you mentioned that. But all of that has to be seen through the prism of history.
Right.
And you can't pulling down a statue does not change history. It just makes people quit learning about it.
Oh my gosh. Most of the people tearing down those statues probably have no idea what those people did.
Yep.
None.
Just hear they were a bad person. They were for slavery. Take it down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
And by the way, I got news for you. Robert E. Lee wasn't a Nazi.
No, he wasn't. No. Oh.
Let's straighten this out for just a minute.
And, maybe we needed to start college sooner or not. Maybe we shouldn't have let him on campus to misbehave like this. But there are these people who, again, I guess get told, and they're not smart enough to know any different, didn't learn it in school,
right?
To say, wait, we don't need to be doing this.
Yeah.
And all right, fine. Is Jackson, Mississippi going to change their name? Are they going to do that? Isn't there a Robert E. Lee University? We're going to have to get them to change their
name. Someone tweeted in and said, the only difference between Washington and Lee is winning a war versus losing a war.
Whoa,
And then someone else just, this is a great point. Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't learn. And they just won't. And I understand everybody has this right to be offended. And because everybody's got a camera now, this stuff gets posted.
Right.
And so
the biggest thing he tweeted about this morning, just before we move on, he did take a stab at Amazon. He said Amazon is doing great damage to tax-paying retailers. Towns, cities, and states throughout the U.S. are being hurt, many jobs being lost.
Yeah.
And then 7 minutes ago, he just tweeted, Kim Jong-un of North Korea made a very wise and well-reasoned decision. The alternative would have been both catastrophic and unacceptable.
Because they've decided to back away from the Guam test.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They said, fire that missile quite yet.
Surprise, surprise.
And I don't know who they were listening to, but the important thing is they were listening.
Right.
They finally understood that they don't need to be doing this. Now, there's another thing that's going, of course, again, there's a lot of stuff happening right now, but one of the things that's going on is that CEOs were dropping off of these boards and panels that the president has put together because of the Charlottesville situation. And the CEO of Johnson & Johnson, which, by the way, is one of two companies that have a AAA rating, the other is Microsoft, Johnson & Johnson, the baby powder people and all that kind of stuff. That CEO says, I'm going to remain on the board that I'm on. I do not have to agree with the policies of the president, but it's important for my company to have a seat at the table.
Oh.
And he's right.
Very, very right. Very smart.
You know, there have to be stockholders out there from companies who decide that they want to pull off, and who the guy was Merck, the CEO of Merck, the pharmaceutical company who decided he didn't want to be on this presidential board because of politics. So, of course, he immediately gets attacked by Trump saying, hey, I got plenty of people to take that, and that gives you more time to raise your drug prices. So that's happening in corporate America right now. And the deal is there may be some, as individuals, CEOs, who embrace what Trump is saying, But publicly, they know that they can't say that because that would not be good for their company because they are the face of their company. But nonetheless, Trump still acting like a businessman in a political world, which upsets a lot of the politicians and certainly upsets some of the folks out there who are very sensitive about particular things that he's going after.
Yeah.
But more about Amazon later. Yeah, we will talk about them because they do impact the businesses out there, lots of moms and pops, and actually even bigger companies too. All right, it's 6:49 right now.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good times in the garden are made even better when they're shared with birds and butterflies and other friendly guests. Looking into the fall, you can almost see them heading back into your garden. All you have to do is give them a wing up and you'll be surrounded by fluttering friends from all over. I'll be back with details of how to attract wildlife to your garden right after this message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come backed with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com. If you're trying to attract birds and butterflies to your landscape, start with food. Birds are attracted to seed. Buy or build feeders early so the birds will notice them as they migrate back in for the winter. Black oil-type sunflower seeds seem to work best, at least in our landscape, and they'll attract almost all songbirds and other seed eaters. Even seeds that are dropped will be claimed by ground-feeding doves and others, so little of the sunflower seed will go to waste. Very few of the seeds will germinate in your beds, and those few that do can easily be hoed away. You'll see a lot more bird activity if you scatter several feeders about in your garden. Place them out away from windows so the birds won't get hurt as they fly to their food. Elevate them to keep them away from neighborhood cats. Hang them from pulleys suspended by cables so you can raise and lower the feeders as needed. That'll keep them away from squirrels. Birds also love water. Give them fresh water and put it out where they'll feel safe splashing about. Change it every couple of days to keep mosquitoes from breeding in it. Hummingbirds are in a class like no other. They're migratory with peak flights in spring and fall. However, you'll find them in your garden almost any evening, even in the summertime, circling around plants like lantanas, salvias, and trumpet vines. Hummingbirds go for trumpet-shaped flowers. You can, of course, attract and keep hummingbirds with feeders filled with sugar water. Tie a colorful faux flower near each feeder's mouth and keep it filled with fresh sugar water solution. Leave the feeders up until frost. Recent writings by noted birding authorities tell us that we don't have to worry about keeping hummingbirds in town too long before the winter. They'll migrate when they're ready. Meanwhile, you've gotten to enjoy one of Earth's most delightful little treasures. No bird so captures our imagination. Invest in a good bird identification book and mark the dates when you see each species. You'll be amazed at how many you'll see over the course of a year. Butterflies are just as much fun, although their season winds down with the fall migration of the monarchs. You really want to make an art and a science of butterflies. You want to find the plants that they like to feed on. You want to find the plants to which they're attracted for pollination. Visit one of Texas' fine nature centers. There's a lot of great information on birding online, also on butterfly gardening. I think you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll give it a try. I'm Neil Sperry. Turfgrass losing the battle. I'll have solutions in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 6:54. Well, Texas A&M Baseball has added former University of Nebraska standout Jeff Christie to its staff. Christie will serve as a volunteer assistant coach and will mentor the catchers as well as handling duties pertaining to on-campus recruiting and development of scouting reports. Christie arrives in College Station with 7 years of collegiate coaching experience, the last two at the University of Central Oklahoma. Meanwhile, for A&M football, wide receiver and return specialist Christian Kirk has been named to the 2017 Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award watch list. The award is given annually to college football's top offensive player with ties to the state of Texas. A semifinalist for the award in 2016, Kirk, a junior from Scottsdale, Arizona, is a preseason first-team All-Southeastern Conference selection at three positions, wide receiver, all-purpose, and return specialist. The Aggies football season is right around the corner as they get set to take on UCLA at the Rose Bowl in California on Sunday, September 3rd. Kickoff's at 6:30 p.m., and you can catch the game right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In Austin, attorneys for a woman who filed a lawsuit against Baylor University accusing it of ignoring her reported rape by a football player say the case is settled. The suit filed by Jasmine Hernandez alleged institutional indifference to her rape by a player who was later convicted. Her attorney, Alexander Zalkin, told the Associated Press yesterday that agreements were reached over the weekend. In Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros had 6 extra base hits in the first 4 innings, building a big enough lead to hold off the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-4. The Astros managed only 4 hits over the last 5 innings, but one was Max Stassi's home run in the 9th. The Astros returned to Minute Maid to face the Diamondbacks for Game 3 tonight. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. In Arlington,
the pitch swung on, a high drive to right center field. Look at this one fly out of here. Upper porch, see you later. Gallo pulverized that one, and the Rangers lead 4-1. And Napoli puts a charge into one. This one's back. Upton looking up. Out of here. The Rangers go back-to-back.
That's back-to-back homers from Joey Gallo and Mike Napoli, and the Texas Rangers beat the Detroit Tigers 10-4. Robinson Chirinos also homered for the Rangers off Justin Verlander. The Rangers look for the sweep of the Tigers tonight in Arlington at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, after missing 13 games last season after back surgery, J.J. Watt relishes any chance to compete.
I feel great. I feel very good. I'm very excited to be out there. I'm not here to make any proclamations. I'm not here to say any breaking news, but I'm very, very excited. I'm very excited for the season.
Houston star defensive end was pumped after he and the Texans had the first two joint practices with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. The Texans face the Pats in preseason play on Saturday at 7 p.m. in Houston. And in New York, the NFL Players Association has appealed Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott's 6-game suspension over the league's conclusion that its 2016 rushing leader injured his former girlfriend in 3 separate incidents last summer. Quarterback Dak Prescott had this to say about Zeke.
I could do right now but support him. And I know that's what this team's going to do, this coaching staff is going to do. We're going to support him. We're going to let the people above that take care of whatever they've got. We've got a great group of running backs that have plenty of experience that are going to step up. So for us right now, it's just to have his back and just to move forward.
The union said it will represent Elliott to, quote, ensure that the NFL is held to its obligation of adhering to principles of industrial due process. The NFL conducted a year-long investigation after Ohio prosecutors didn't pursue a domestic violence case. The Cowboys take the field at Jerry World against the Colts on Saturday at 6 p.m. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Brazos Valley and beyond. When it's time for a new sewing machine or vacuum, we'd love for you to shop our locally owned shop, Sovac City. We've been located in College Station for over 30 years now. Sovac City offers a full range of sewing machines for beginners up to experts. We offer free instructional lessons with your purchase to make sure you get the most out of your machine. Need to have your machine repaired? We work on all sewing machines from old to new. Sovac City, come on down and see us or check us out online at www.sovaccity.com.
Hi, I'm Jolene, and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawnmowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Jolene. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane. Thanks for listening.
Let's do the weather. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community. We're serving members' needs at their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Hot. High heat index about 109 today. We're going to continue it all the way through the weekend. 79 now, WTAW College Station Bryant.